This inner man different from the inner man in Romans chapter 7 verse 22. Let me read this to you. Romans chapter 7 verse 22. He said, "For I delight in the law of God according to the inner man." Now, the question then is that, are these two inner men the same? To be strengthened into the inner man, is this the same as the inner man in Romans 7:22, where I delight the law of God? Now, actually, during this week, we did not have this verse as a cross-reference. We only have the cross-reference in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Though our outer man is decaying, but our inner man is renewed day by day. I think it's no problem, very little problem for us to appreciate those two inner mans in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in Ephesians chapter 3. I mean, you know, there's no problem. But there is a problem. How do we understand the inner man in Romans chapter 7, 22. Actually, we did not, this question was brought out, but we did not have too much time to fellowship. And so this morning, when our brother was sharing about this, and I thought, maybe this point needs to be clarified. And actually, Paul clarified this himself in the following verse in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Okay, now let me explain. In both Ephesians chapter 3 and 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it mentioned the inner man is our regenerated spirit. Okay, and the contrast in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is very clear. The inner man is in contrast to the outer man. Okay, and the outer man is decaying, and the inner man is renewed day by day. And that we see in many life, many testimonies from some older saints. Outwardly, they become weaker and decaying. Outward body is decaying. The outward man certainly refers mainly to the body. And the inner man is mainly referred to the regenerated spirit. Now, but dear brothers and sisters, let me also remind you, actually, on Friday night, if you were in the meeting, we sang, I think Dennis called that hymn, 1134. 1134, what does it speak? Actually speaks about Ephesians chapter 3. Strengthen me into my spirit. And spread from my spirit into my soul and make home in our heart. Right? And that's Ephesians 3. 17. And I believe that this is how we can understand the Word of God. Yes, this term inner man was used in both Ephesians chapter 3, we had this week, and 2 Corinthians chapter 4, referred to the regenerated spirit. And if you read Romans chapter 7, it says actually there are three laws. The three laws correspond to the three parts of man. The law of sin correspond to our body, which actually is referring to our flesh, and the law of God, which is referring correspond to our soul, and in Romans chapter 8, the law of the spirit, the law of the spirit and life is correspond to our spirit. But do not, you see, to a Christian, our three parts are not so distinctly separated. They are related in this way. That is, we are regenerated in our spirit, and it, starting from there, this life needs to spread into our soul. And by spreading into our soul, we can experience the salvation of the soul. That so one day we will experience the redemption of our body. Okay, we are all going through this process of experiencing the full redemption. So, if Ephesians chapter 3. Is really describing this process. You see, that Christ may make his home in our heart through faith. How does he strengthen us into our inner man? Is that we need to cooperate with him by opening up to him so that his life can spread from the regenerated spirit into our soul. And we need to have that prayer into into my heart. Into my heart is not just for unbeliever who first believe at the moment of believing, then say, "Oh, I open my heart." That is in a very general way. There's nothing wrong with it, but it is only the beginning of a process. Because in order for the Lord to enter into our heart, He needs to first regenerate our spirit, right? So our brother did mention that this matter of heart is composed. A heart is composed of our soul and the leading part of our spirit, which is the conscience. Okay, so I think there's no conflict, there's no problem between the inner man in Ephesians chapter 3 and Romans 7. Again, I say there's no difference between Ephesians 3 and 2 Corinthians chapter 4. During this week, we had those verses, which is wonderful. But in order for us to understand, to appreciate Romans 7, we have to see that it's the process we are. It's Ephesians 3:17 makes Romans 7:22 experiential. Okay. There is nothing wrong, dear brothers and sisters. We need to have the desire to do the law of God, but don't do it by ourselves. We have to go from Ephesians 3:16 to Ephesians 3:17. So I think what our brother mentioned concerning the inner man, he didn't say too much about the inner man, but he did mention about the heart. So if you understand the inner man is our regenerated spirit, sometimes we use the term, it's the beachhead, it is where it's starting from, and now the life of God can operate from our spirit, can spread into our soul, so whenever we meet the situations, now here, okay, here's the point. I think that we need to understand the inner man used in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I wish we have the verses so we can see that difference. There, it's the contrast between the outer man and the inner man, okay? And the in Romans 7, actually it talks about the inner man and the members. Both the inner man and the members are in us. Actually, what does it mean? It says in the members we are operating, controlled by the law of sin. That is because our flesh, starting with our body, have such a strong influence. It becomes the person and the life of our person. And that controls our members, which was completely under the control of the law of sin. Okay, so therefore, we have to understand we are not that simple. Okay, we are not that simple. For any believer, yes, our spirit is regenerated, but we have a soul that needs to be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the influence of the members of the law of sin. Okay, so this is really, this is something which we face daily. As Christians, we face daily. Not only the young people face it, and we all face it. And even though outwardly speaking that for older person, we are decaying, but inwardly we are being renewed, which means we are being saved in our soul day by day. It is when we are saved soul day by day, then people meet you saying, "Well, you're different," even though outwardly speaking, yes, you look older, but inwardly speaking, you look younger in that way. You look newer, I should say newer, because I'm being renewed day by day. So this is Ephesians chapter 3, okay? So may Christ will make his home in our heart through faith, because he first strengthened our inner man, that we will, in our regenerated spirit, the strengthening of the inner man is for the spreading of the inner man from our regenerated spirit into our soul. And that, I think, makes, that is why, how we can go from Romans 7 to Romans 8. And I believe that we're all experiencing that. I thought maybe let's sing 1134. I thought it was a wonderful hymn that we sang on Friday night. Afterwards, we can still have some prayers, I believe.
Experience your spreading this week.
Amen.